Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's the first Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, you can get into the queue for your psychic mini reading. Wendy Powers is best known for making remarkably accurate predictions. She has been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. Wendy Powers is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as the phone lines fill up quickly. That number again to call in for a psychic mini reading is 646-378-0378. And now here is your wonderful host, Wendy Powers.
Thank you, Courtney, so much for that wonderful introduction. And what a morning. You know, here we are, my first show of 2016, and we had so much energy with everybody calling in and my energy preparing for the year that I think we just blew out the circuits of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide Radio because we're on an hour later than we had hoped, but everything is fine. We are on, and this is a jammed, packed show. So it's worth the wait. I, as many of you know, some of you may not, but you're not going to be left out. This is a show that's going to be giving you an opportunity to have a reading with me for free. Yes, I'm doing a contest, and we're going to have one lucky winner who's everybody's already registered. And so we're going to do the drawing here live. And I'm going to do that for the free reading, but this is our kind of basic rundown of all the giveaways today, because this is just, you know, just a day to do it. I'm so excited to be able to offer these wonderful giveaways and to get your year started right. We're going to do a giveaway for Renee. Renee does reading. She's my sister. She's been on my show many times throughout last year, 2015, and she's a numerologist and a tarot reader, very psychic herself. She's worked with me on many things. She and I do things phenomenal. So we're going to be giving away a free reading for her today, and also I'm going to be giving a free reading for me, and that value is a $95 value for a reading with me that you're going to get for free. But I'm adding in two more drawings. Each will be $50 off, so there's a chance for that as well. We're going to do two of those. And I'm also giving away a charged pendulum. I don't know if many of you have used the pendulum, but I love using it for when I have just yes and no answers that I need from the universe. I mean, there's a certain way to do it, and some people, I think, they over-ask their questions. But the pendulum can work beautifully with your yes and no answers to the universe when you're just stuck, because it's really hard to read yourself. You know, you get all wound up in your fears and your stresses, your anxieties, so you know, having a pendulum to kind of just help you through that process of asking very specific questions that only you could get a yes or a no answer from. You have to make sure you ask the question that way. Then it works. I mean, you always ask to show which way the pendulum swings for your yes answer or your no answer before you get started. Don't have to do anything bizarre, weird, but remember, it works off your energy, that energy field that I tune into as well. And anybody who's psychic or does healings, you're tuning into the energy, the soul, the aura of a person as well. So this is a way to do this, you know, through the pendulum. I know many of you who listen are progressive enough to also do muscle testing. And muscle testing works in the same way as the pendulum, where you can actually find, you know, what nutrition you should take or what foods you should eat or not eat, or, you know, different things that we test medicines and many different things with muscle testing. There's a lot of doctors that use this. Yes, doctors, chiropractic doctors, naturopathic doctors, DOs. I even used some MDs that I had worked with when I would do medical intuitive sessions with them. And, you know, so they use the muscle testing and sometimes the pendulum. So it's real. It's amazing how it works. It's the magic of our soul. You know, it's a wonderful thing. So I'm giving one away that I supercharged myself just to kind of bring this up so whoever wins it, the way you release any energy, if you've put in a lot of energy or you used it with too much or you've used it with other people or they've touched your aura, you might want to put it in sea salt. All you do is just get a little bowl of sea salt and then just stick a pendulum into the bowl, and don't put any water in it, just the sea salt, you know. And then you have to leave it sit there for the night and then pull it out, and you're fresh and ready to go because it releases the energy that might have been stored in your crystal. Now, I'm going to be sending it to you with my energy from meditation to supercharge it with psychic energy. So, you know, that won't go away. That's going to be kind of the baseline of the pendulum, but you will make it your own when you get it. Also, I'm going to be giving away a pendulum necklace at some point. This is just a wonderful giveaway. I'm just so excited about this show. And that's going to be something you can wear, and it's got a beautiful blue onyx, stone and that's held with a beautiful crystal, and you can wear that. And again, charge, but that's just going to supercharge and bring psychic energy into you, you know, and give you kind of a good balance and just make you feel like you're ready for the world and be able to go out there and enhance your abilities, your gifts, whatever it is that you have. It's an enhancer. So I'm excited about that. And so we're going to get started with that. And of course, we're going to be doing mini reads throughout the show. And so many of you in the queue, don't go away. Because I am definitely, and I know there's many of you in the queue, we're going to get to you as well. Also, I just want to bring up something before we get started with that I don't know, I think many of you do, because I certainly try to bring it up, but I write for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. Now, I know many of you, most of you, are not within the Detroit metro area, where we actually distribute the magazine, to various different places, these shops, health food stores, so many places, doctor's offices. So you don't get the benefit of picking it up and going through it to see all the wonderful things in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. But guess what? We live in 2016. Yay! The 21st century. So, of course, you can get the virtual magazine. You don't have to trudge out to the store and rummage through and see if someone had taken the last Body, Mind, Spirit Guide off the shelf, and now you're just standing there going, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to read it. Or you're sitting in the UK or Australia, and you go, I can't afford to fly all the way over there to get one of those. So guess what? We've got the virtual, you know, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And I highly recommend that you tune in to bodymindspiritguide.com. And as soon as you go on the front page, you'll see right on the right hand of that front page, you don't have to rustle through the website. I mean, they've got it really easy and user-friendly. You will see our magazine, and all you have to do is click on it. And guess what? It opens up just like the real magazine. It's wonderful. And you will see all kinds of wonderful articles and recipes and so many things in there. And it's a magazine that's one of its kind. I mean, there just isn't anything quite like Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. So you want to look into it. It's relevant to everyone, no matter where you live. And it helps guide us to a higher level of understanding. And, you know, there's, again, many articles. I personally write, and I do want to share with you a little bit of what I wrote for this year, and it'll kind of segue right into what we're talking about with the what's going to happen in 2016. You know, 2015 was certainly very, very stressful, very fearful. I don't know about you, but I do listen to the news. I guess I just like to torture myself. I do listen to the news, and I keep up with everything in the world. And, you know, in watching everything that's going on, I mean, it could easily make you want to retract and hide somewhere or get armed and you know, sit in the corner waiting for them to come get you. But really, I think it's a time to reflect on the fact that we are all going through a change. This is a group world event that's going on. Believe it or not, it's an evolving. And, you know, it's just like a child going into adulthood. They have to go through that teenage years, sometimes those insane years. I feel that's where we are as people in a collective thinking process, because it's a group think. And we're evolving through because our technology is ahead of us, and we're kind of trying to evolve to it. And so I had wrote an article. It's much longer than what I'm going to share with you. And it's called In the Future, and it's in January 2016, you know, article in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and I told you how to get it. And it's really worth reading for, and again, I am just one of many wonderful articles in this magazine. But this is the last, I guess, paragraph of my article, but I want to share this with you. We live in a difficult time. But you must remember that even though we live in the world of tomorrow, we are also more responsible than ever before to come together and conquer the hateful threats on society. What a test, God. I hope the world passes and graduates to a higher grade of tolerance before we all fail the test and dissolve into a pool of muck and have to start all over again. God, isn't it strange how some people feel that this earth we live on, with all of the beauty and the love you gave us to enjoy, should be the place where ugliness of the soul and the killing of people should rule in hopes that in their death they will live in your blessing and joy? Pray in 2016 we find the peace and joy while living on earth, in God's beautiful earth. So it's just my thoughts on 2016. We are in that test. And we are, of course, in an election year. And there's a great deal going on. And there will be major change in a good way. I do believe in the human spirit, the evolving of going into more of a peaceful blessing. It's not just a hopeful thought. I do feel that. It's still going to be a very rough year, 2016. It's going to be another, I really do feel, because we're in the letter, or we're in the number 9. My sister needs to be here. She's the numerologist. By the way, she's having a lot of fun. She's went to Daryl Hall of the Hall & Oates concert at his house in New York. Bless her soul. She's having a ball. And so I gave her a pass on the show today. So, but anyway, but what they call in the numerology 9, which is a very interesting time because it's a global awareness and it's kind of ruled by Virgo. But it's rediscovering compassionate and charitable and generous humanitarian, you know, spirit, and it's cooperative and self, you know, sufficient and proud. So that's kind of what, you know, she contributed to me a little bit about what that is about. It coincides with my intuitive feeling that we are going to be challenged a lot this year, but the challenges are going to be met with a change of heart and change of thought, not isolating or being, angry, but more in being enlightened. And it we have to hold ourselves higher. We can't fall to the fear and the negative and the darkness that seems to be just plaguing the earth right at this time. So we're going to have a challenging year. There's no doubt about that. But when we sit here in 2017, I do believe we're going to have a much, much better, world. It's kind of like the time of primal force. I think we're going to be in a 10, yeah, but there's no 10. There's only a 1. So you break that down, and we'll be in a 1. And that's the 2017. And then when we get to 2018, we'll be in 11, which is a power number. So we get to those. We don't break it down to 2. And that's going to be the most intuitive. And what does that mean when we get into that? It means that we're going to be more enlightened. We're now finally working on a positive. We're getting through that darkness. And we put to rest a great deal of the rampant negative and hateful things that have been kind of plaguing the earth at this time. So we do have light at the end of the tunnel. Don't be despaired about it. I mean, because I know a lot of people have been very, very frightened. And my readings, I have a lot of people that come to me and they worry, do they even have a future? You know, where's the earth going? How, you know, is there any point? And absolutely there is. And, you know, this is just another dark time, another challenge collectively to our souls. It's just now we have to deal with a global theater versus just something that goes on within our own state, country, neighborhood. Now we're dealing with a global theater. So we're evolving collectively as not just a nation, but a world. And soon we will be, moving on to other worlds as well. So we have a lot of wonderful, optimistic things happening. So right now I'm going to open up our time's just going to click by so fast because we've got so much to give away. I'm going to do our first drawing giveaway, and then we're going to go to the phone. And so the sound you hear is my little drum. I've got all my tickets in there. Anybody who had gotten an e-blast, I know Body, Mind, Spirit Guide has sent out, and radio has sent out an email, an e-blast to everybody. And it's been on my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, how to enter my contest. And I took all the names, numbers, and got back to you. And your name is in this pot that I'm shaking up here. And but don't despair, anybody who did not get that message and did not get into the drawing, because I have something really cool to give away for you as well. So we'll listen as the show goes on. I'll tell you about that. But for those of you who did, and there were many, I got well over 100 people that entered the contest. So I know some of you may think that you didn't get it, but there are things for you. So anyway, all that wonderful sound is shaking it up. Now, this first drawing is going to be for Renee Money's numerology tarot reading. And so we'll pull this out. Let me see. Who do we have? Patty. I think it's Dijon, D-I-O-N. And you won. So what I will do, or anybody who wins, I'm going to put on this ticket, you won the first one. I'm going to email you or call you, however you wanted me to do that. Again, I've already been in contact with those people that entered the contest and get you all the information that you will need to make your appointment with Renee. Renee will do the reading. She does not have an office. She will do it over the phone, but she's excellent that way. And so congratulations, Patty. So you have won the first giveaway of the day. So, all right, we're going to go to our, we're going to go to our phones because we are getting anxious for all the good things coming up ahead. Okay, is this Steve?
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United Kingdom, Wendy.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Wow, interesting things going on in your life. You know, you were stagnant for like 2 years or something. It's like I just feel you kind of unsure about what direction you're going in for a couple of years here, but you know, things have been moving. What happened in November? It was like you went through a change in your relationship. There was in November. It's like did you go through kind of a rethinking or an epiphany about what you want in a relationship? Because I just see it was in November. There was a big change or a shift in your thoughts.
I met a girl in November, and I was laid off in November at work.
I could not understand. We're not clear.
Sorry.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I was just saying I was made redundant at work in November, and I also met a girl in November.
You met a girl in November. Okay, so that's, I understand that work is making things crazy for you because that's another direction, but I could just see the change and kind of an epiphany about this relationship. And with meeting her, I felt that you really are thinking, well, you know what? Maybe I'm supposed to be on another path with my career. And she's going to be a wonderful kind of, help for you. This is an interesting month for you, January, because your relationship had a little, not a rough start, but just a slow start. But I do feel that the two of you are going to have a much stronger, connection in January. And in February, which is, of course, our month of love, which is nice, it lands in there for you, is that you two have a very heart-to-heart where you really start talking about the direction of your relationship. It's like it goes from real slow to super fast, where all of a sudden you guys are really developing this relationship. And not just on a physical level, an emotional level, but on an intellectual level as well. It's like becoming friends. And that's the way relationships last, is when you have a body, mind, and spirit involved. You weren't sure because she had gone through a difficult relationship ending, but I really do feel that you two are going to develop this relationship. In fact, you should already be there because it is January, I forgot. And you're starting to develop that more connection as a friend, and then it evolves into more of a love relationship. So I hope that helps. So have you guys been talking a little bit more in January? Because it just started January. My goodness, it's the second. But it was going slow, and now it seems to be starting where you're into more of a...
Started talking a lot last year, but it became a bit slow in the last couple of weeks. And she has also not come out of her relationship, and she is... still thinking about it, and she's been in that relationship for more than 6 years. So do you see her being able to come out anytime soon?
Yes, and thank you for confirming that. Yeah, and that's what I felt. I felt that she, just had been through a lot with that, and she's going, and that's why you become friends. That's why it went slow. Now it's going to develop faster. And I could feel, remember we talked briefly about that, where she was in this relationship, and I really feel she's 90% out of that relationship, to 99% out of it. It's just trying to face somebody and say, hey, you know what, it's not working for me, and I need to go forward. And I think she's right there. She's on that cusp right now, and during this month, she's going to, through your relationship with her and your conversations with her as a friend, not just somebody who would want to develop a relationship, a love relationship, you're going to find she does break off with him and moves into a very comfortable and strong mind, body, and spirit relationship with you. You've been waiting a long time for good love, for a good love relationship, and she really is it. And you both had that feeling, that connection, that this is something more than what it's kind of what you've been looking for. She's going to come through it, and she's ready. She's on that cusp. Give her strength. Just be that friend. Give her strength. Let her turn to you and talk to you. Let her work it out. You can't make a decision for her. She makes it for herself, but she's already 90 to 99% already there. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, boss. You're so welcome. Well, you have a beautiful new year, and I know you're going to have a loving year, and that's so pleasing to see. I know you've been waiting a long time. All right, Dee. Well, thank you so much for calling from so far away.
Thank you, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're moving on. Okay, I think I did that right. We've been having technical issues, so I'm just trying to get our board moving forward. Now I'm going to turn to another of our giveaways, and then we'll take another call. This one is going to be for that wonderful pendulum I talked to you about. It's a it's gorgeous, too. I handpicked this out, and I've been putting the energy into it just for this day. And, again, I will be getting a hold of the winner and getting your address so I can send it out to you after the show. So here we go. That noise is all the wonderful contestants are in there being shaken around. And, okay, we're pulling it out. Okay, we've got Janet. I think it's Shinsky. Janet. I-Z-Z-E-K, I believe it is. But I also have your numbers on my paper, so don't worry. I won't get anybody mixed up. And your number is 219-7374, so even if I misspelled your name or mispronounced your name, I have your number. So you win that beautiful pendant. So that's exciting. I hate to give it up. I'll tell you, it's so beautiful. And all right, let's move back to our calls. Okay, so we're moving to Felicia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Hi, Felicia. Hi, Happy New Year. And you're calling
yes.
from where?
I'm Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, you've had a difficult 4 years. It's
yeah.
like this has been coming on and on and on. It's like no matter what direction you seem to go in, you seem to hit a brick wall. Did you go through a job change last year?
Yes,
Yeah.
I left one state and moved to this state.
Okay. And now you're having difficulty because you're still not making the money you need and not exactly what you expected financially,
mm-hmm.
but you need to hang in there. Do you have somebody that I don't know works with you, like a I want to say agent. Somebody's working with you on something that's like a project. Because it keeps seeing something that you're trying to do. It's separate from the job, but it's something that you're trying to do. You know,
yes,
and
I'm working with somebody. I work with somebody with my finances.
Okay, great. And because I felt that you've got two things going. You've got your job, and then you've got this other project. And you know, believe it or not, I know you've been going through a really rough time, especially the last 4 years, and because you know it's been everything: relationships, work, changing, moving, everything. But probably, even though you've been in a little bit of a depression, you've probably been feeling it yourself. There is a change that's going to be taking place to the positive. It's like it keeps getting delayed. Now, one of the things that's very important, and then I will get more specific to this, you have to allow yourself to believe, not just to hope for, but to believe that you are going to have the success. I say that because you've been kind of in a slump. And remember, when energy comes, when you put out an energy, sometimes it comes mm-hmm. back to you in the same sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to allow yourself not to get into a negative place, but get into the positive. Remember, I was not just talking about the, you know, world, but the individual sometimes especially in 2016, is going to be going through the darkest, but yet we're entering into towards especially the middle of the year into a much lighter kind of world. February is a good month for you. I did see that you're going to be getting money that's coming to you, that's owed to you, that's earned through this other job that, or this other project that you've been kind of dealing with, delayed, wasn't working, something was not right about it. And all of a sudden it's like it's another month, but it's in February that I feel that this really gives you a feeling of, all right, we're going to be okay. I'm going to make it. This is going to work. Did you have to pass some kind of test or something? Because I see you taking a written test or some type of test.
Well, my son is doing as a finance advisor, and I'm going to help him out and, like, get him clientele. So I have to take the same test he has to, and I haven't taken it yet because I have to pay $100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're going to get the $100 and you pass the test. That's because I could see you doing the test and you passing it, and that changes everything. I mean, it just changes everything. And that's why, you know, I felt that then all of a sudden it's like, wow. So you're going to be okay, hon. Just you know, even if you have to borrow the $100 from somebody, allow yourself to, you know, be okay with this. Know that the abundance of the universe is going to come your way, especially to be able to have the money to go forward and do this test. But moreover, this is why I felt you needed this attitude adjustment, because we don't want to go into doing a test with kind of a defeated feeling. You want to go in there with a knowing feeling, not a cocky feeling like, oh, I don't need to study, but a feeling of knowing. You know this information. You're very bright. You know this information.
Yeah.
I've been working really hard
to stay positive and doing a lot of self. I talk to my angel because I know I'm aware. That's another thing that I brought into this new year. I'm more aware of what's around me. I can feel my angels around me and connections. So.
Yes, and you know, bless you for that. I mean, I get little chills when I'm talking to you. That shows you've got this positive spirit around you now, hon, and just keep letting that flow through you. And you're going to definitely pass this test. You're going to find the money for this test. You're going to start working with this other agency. This is going to, you know, make you so that you can, you know, put out, get more clientele and be able to start really making money. Once you really get going and you've got your licensing, which is the biggest thing, you know, then you're going to find that you're a hard worker and you're going to make much more than you could ever hope to make. You'll get out of debt, you'll go forward, and you'll make good money. This year actually ends for you by the time you get to the end of 2016, the best place you've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you're that's a wonderful. So that's again going to that theme of what I've been feeling 2016, from that dark heavier to the lighter and the success. But well, bless you. And
thank you.
I'm sending you some wonderful energy, and you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful year.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Belize. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, we're going to move forward. I've got I'm going to do another drawing, and then we're going to go back to the phones. So let me see what we got. We're going to be giving away a $50 off coupon. So, again, I will get a hold of you by email once the drawing is done after the show, and you'll get that coupon. So, you know, that is for a reading with Wendy. It can be by phone or in the office. It depends on where you're at and if you can come into my office. My office is in Novi, Michigan, and I have a beautiful office there, wonderful energy. I love my my office. But people often ask me, is a phone reading as good as coming into your office? Absolutely. I'm doing what I'm doing on the radio all over the world, and I'm not just concentrated on you. I'm running a studio board, I'm doing a contest, I'm thinking of all kinds of other things. Imagine if all my concentration is just on you and there is no distance with energy. I can tune right into you. So I'll be able to get into you in a much deeper way. So doing a phone reading and coming in person, the only real difference between the two of them, and give you a physical hug in my office, but I can give you a spiritual hug on the phone when you when I do a phone reading. So don't feel that you're not getting the full meaning if you get a phone reading. Can you hear that moving around? All those little tickets are moving around in there. And see who we're going to draw next. Pulling out a ticket, Vita. And again, I'm going to say the number because I know Vita has a number, 219-7369. And she is our contest winner for $50, not 50%, but $50, which actually works out really well, off of your next reading with me. And I will again be calling after the show to book you into what works for you. And so, well, congratulations, Vita. All right. So well, this is exciting. It's so much fun to give away things. It makes me happy. So, all right, we're going to go to our next caller. Let me see. We got several of them here. Erica, let's go to you next. Erica, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Erica, and you're calling from where?
Washington State.
Washington State, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Washington, D.C.
No.
And all the chaos going on. Can you imagine the energy in that state? Oh, yay, yay. Anyway, we don't even want to go there. So, all right, Erica.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, let me tune into you. Did you have like three interviews or two interviews? I see interviews. I just see you, but is it within the company? Are you trying to change jobs within your company?
No, I'm actually just like a student, but I decided to apply for this internship.
Okay, that would make sense. Okay, that makes sense. See, within my psyche, it's like within an internship, and you're a student, so that's part of your being in the institution of working, I mean, not working, but being a student. So you intern, and that's credit back towards your college, your degree. Okay, that makes sense. Sometimes I, you know, again, doing it this way, I'm running a studio and all that, it comes in a little weird. But that makes sense. But so that means you had three, but you possibly have two more solid internship availabilities or what you've applied for.
Wendy?
Because I kept, yes.
I'm so sorry to interrupt your show, but we have actually lost Erica. Her call has dropped. So I just wanted to let you know.
Well, let's see if we can try to bring her back in. Isn't that funny? We're having an interesting 2016. I tell you, our energy is so strong, Courtney. That was my producer, Courtney, who came into the show and to tell us about that. So, Erica, if you're listening, hon, please come back into the show, and we'll get you in as soon as we see you in the queue again. Isn't that funny? Well, we've got some crazy energy going on. all righty, let me see. Well, let's try another person while we're waiting. I think we have Shannon, Sharon? Sharon.
Hi.
Hello. State are you calling from, Sharon?
Hi, I'm in Nebraska.
Hi. So let's try to connect you. Hopefully we won't lose you, too. This has been a crazy technical show.
Yeah.
I think we all are just so revved up with great energy. I think we're just kind of blowing out the circuits here.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, you have you've been stagnant yourself, but you're going to be going through, you're trying to go through a decision whether you should move. Do you have something that's going on with your neighbor? Because I just saw problems with your neighbor.
What?
You had some issues going on with your neighbor.
Right, but what was it you saw?
I saw problems, but I'll get into with this. I was just getting, no, that's okay. It's our technical stuff, you know. I'm trying to read through it all. But anyway, I just feel that there was like, difficulty with this person. You seem to be being driven back into your house where you can't seem to be able to, you know, release this negative energy that this person seemed to put around their home.
Right.
You really do. You have a negative energy around your home. Have you talked to anybody about this? Because I really feel that this needs to be lifted. It's not just
right.
the neighbor, but you need to lift this out because there's negative spirit in the home.
Right.
And there's negative energy around the home.
Yeah, did they put those in here, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And, and this is real. This is not, I mean, you know, anybody who's in our listening audience understands energy. And so, you know, you're not imagining it, hon. You know, this is real.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So we have to change that energy. And you know, now, you're going to need some more powerful forces than just your sitting down and meditating. Is there any way that you can find a group of people, like if you go to a spiritual center or if you can go to it, like a, I know Unity sometimes, Unity churches have people, or somebody that's in a kind of a spiritual, you know, just a prayer circle even, because your house needs some bombardment of positive energy going at it, you know, and releasing this, and it's going to take a lot of different people. So you need to find or solicit a prayer group, a meditation group, you know, that they don't have to do anything ceremonially. You don't have to pay anybody to clean your house, but we need to definitely do that. The other thing that I feel is important that you do is that you put sea salt. I just picked this up. I don't know, but just put sea salt and by your doorway and in some of the ledges or right, you know, like just a bowl of it in front of your window so you don't get it all over your ledge. But you need something in there. Why? It just will help to cleanse. When we talked about the crystal, how you release the negative energies or the mucky energies of a crystal, well, that's what we want to do within the house. Everything is energy in life. Everything, thought, whether we put it into an object or whether we, you know, we surround something with it, that's what's going on in your home. So we have to release that. So we want to get some salt in and around the house, maybe a salt bag, you know, put the thicker sea salt, put, you know, put some good energy in it and like hang it near the door, hang it near the window, do stuff around, okay? Then I want you to find this group of people. Also, I'll just say, my house is clear, my house is clean, only good and positive energy, because those people are just bombarding you. And so we want to do that, okay? Is there a cat that dwells in this house?
Yes.
Because I saw a cat that was very disturbed by this energy.
Yeah,
and you know, and so may not feel good, may not, but it has to do with this energy in the home, okay?
Okay.
So, is there any way you can reach out to anyone? Prayer group, going to maybe a spiritual. Okay, please sit down and be real. Tell them I said this. They'll listen.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have them in your home and actually do a circle, which would be wonderful. Even if they could, you know, somehow or the other do whatever they can to make that energy in your house shift, and they're going to have to do it more than once. I would minimum 3 times, and then you can continue to do this because this is making you physically sick. It's making your cat sick. It's making just the one cat, because there's more than one. There's the one cat. But nonetheless, this is going to change. Is your year going to get better? Yes, but this is why. Maybe this is why, and I'm sorry that the other lady got, you know, knocked off, but I think the energies that is coming from your situation is what's creating the need and knocked off that energy. It's because it's saying, hey, this is like an evil energy you're working with here. So you've got to work with this in a positive way and just prayers. You know what I do, and I know this may sound, you know, religious, and I don't want to confuse people in any way, but I downloaded a beautiful Lord's Prayer by Andre Bocelli. He has this wonderful Lord's Prayer that he sings. If you play that once in a while, it will also kind of resonate a different energy in the home.
Yeah.
You know, just anything that you can do to bring in that resonance outside of the fears and the stress that's manifesting in you because of the bombardment.
Yeah,
They
keep breaking in, so.
Yeah. Well, you got to actively work on this. You know, it's like, unfortunately, it's going to take some work on that. But I do feel I'm going to give you a positive outcome, but you must do these things to get to that positive outcome. But I feel that by no later than March that you have a clear house, then you can finally go forward. But you can do it faster. I'm not making it happen only in March. I'm just saying that these things have to be in place. But by March, you'll be able to get rid of this. I mean, it's making me feel ill just being in this energy. So I totally understand what you're feeling. But I'm going to send you love, and I'm going to meditate on you today after we're off the show, and I'm going to surround you and your home with positive light and energy too, but you need to have all those other people helping. But anyway, Sharon, I have to scoop, but I hope I've helped you out.
Yes,
and
thank you.
You have a blessed new year, all right?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to have to go back to our contest where the hour is just going by so quickly. So I'm going to be this time going for another $50 off a reading with me. And you hear that? All those little tickets going around and around. And we're going to pull out for $50 off. Virginia K. Kral, K-L-A-L-L, I believe. Your number is 219-7392. Don't worry if you didn't get all that, because I will be contacting you, because I have you at your information, and I'm going to put on here that you get a $50 off, and that would be for a phone reading or a reading in my office in Novi, Michigan. So congratulations, and we're going to, you know what, I'm going to, just in case we run out of time, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for everyone within my listening audience and all those of you who are in the queue to have an opportunity to have a reading at a discount as well. Now, this is what I'm going to do, and I still have the big winner for a free reading yet to draw before the end of the hour, so we haven't forgotten that. But everyone within my listening audience, if you email me at wendy.powers@aol.com, it's real simple, Wendy dot, so a dot between the Wendy and the Powers, wendy.powers@aol.com, and put in the subject line discount. And then in the body of the email, give me your name and a phone number to get a hold of you, and I will give you a $20 off on your reading. Anybody who emails in, then anybody who has not been drawn for these other coupons, I will give you a $20 off on your personal reading. Now, this is going to be limited. I'm not going to extend that, so if you do not email in for that, and remember, in the subject line, you're going to put in their drawing, and you're going to give me your name, you're going to give me your phone number so I can get a hold of you, what time zone you're in, and if you want to write in there for the $20 discount, that's fine too, but I'll know, and, you know, but I need to have you by next Saturday have emailed in to me. If your email comes in after next Saturday, which that's the second Saturday of 2016, then it will no longer be extended. Now, I can book you in at any time during the year. It's just that I'm not going to keep taking in coupons, contestants at that time. So after, the end of January, I will have you all on my list, and I will get back with you, and we will put it to your convenience and to my schedule, and we will get your reading. And that could happen any time during the year, whatever works for you, but you have only till the second Saturday of January to get that email in. So that's wendy.powers@aol.com. You're going to put in the subject line discount, and then you're going to give me in the body of the letter your name, the time zone you're in, your phone number, and, you can put in there, for the $20 discount. And I'll go back to you, and we'll get you that. So everybody's a winner. And this is a wonderful, wonderful first way to start out the new year. All right, we're going to go to line. We're going to see, did we get her back? I'm going down. I'm going to get so many calls, and I guess I don't have. Well, I'll just finish saying, if Kelly, if you're on and you just couldn't get back in, I did feel that you were going to get your insurance shifted, the one that you wanted, because I felt you applying for it when it makes sense within, you know, the effect to the school, you know, and it's going to be within a hospital. You're going to, that the first one that you wanted. So you will get that. So even though you're not online, I was feeling that. So just to finish giving you my insight on that. So, all righty, we're going to go to the lines. And I believe we have Barb. Barb,
yes,
are you on the line? Hi, and yes, where are you calling from, hon?
Hi. Oregon.
And it's Oregon, all right.
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful state. I love it. All right. Did you have a breakup in October?
Yeah, September.
September, October, okay.
Yeah.
But you could, yeah, because I could feel that there was communication in up to October. And there, this breakup is still not, in your heart, is still kind of on, it's not finished. Somehow the other, I don't know if it would, I mean, it's not to say it's going to be what you need to have come back in your life or you want to come back in your life as much as it's like for some reason you feel like there wasn't that closure completely on your end.
Right.
Because they feel incomplete, like that there's two ends open. And, you know, he was not being completely, you know, it's hard to when you break up with someone. You know, you tell them one thing and they feel another. And I think that's what was happening here. You know, sometimes people promise things that they want to do or they hope to clear out of their own mind so that they can come back to you. Don't believe any of that.
Okay.
Because I think there's false promise in there. No, don't do that. I do feel very strongly that you got a couple other options to be able to go forward into a better relationship. And it's you're going to have to allow your heart to be ready.
Okay.
Because, you know, and you know that people ask you, that you know you have opportunity to go forward. You're just letting your heart get stuck here.
Okay.
But I do see, you know, it's interesting that in this year, this is your love year. It's strange as all this we start out with, this heartbreak. You know, this is going to be a year of love for you.
Great.
Yeah, it's about time. So you go into a more loving and spiritual space, you know, and there's a person that you get involved with. And I'm going to, because I think it's going to be by no later than March, because I think you might have already met him.
Okay.
But it doesn't happen until March. And if you haven't met him right this moment, I mean, meaning by January 2nd, you will be meeting him very soon because this is somebody that is, like, in your energy now. Not a past relationship, not a broke-up relationship, but somebody who's in your that you may not have even thought of is somebody you'd want to have in your life. But it's there, and it starts to develop. But by no later than March, you go, wow, how can I not see that? Kind of like the Harry Met Sally thing, you know, where, you know, it's like, here's your good friend right there, and you're having, and then all of a sudden, boom, it becomes more than that. But I just saw by March you're going to really know, you know, even if you have doubt after we talk today, you're going to have no doubt in March, and then you can go forward. They say it is true. You can't really heal your heart until you find another person to embrace it. And, you know, it's like there's always that open end. And will you get that closure? Not satisfactorily.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's little communication. Not satisfactorily. And that's a hard thing, especially for women. And so what you'll have to do is you know, be open to new love so that they can fill in the cracks and the breaks and be able to give you, you know, something to focus on that, that will fill you up with joy, because that's we get stuck. And this has not been just a short-term relationship that you're trying to heal from. So, you know, so do you need to have that? So I do see you going into a good year. At least I feel it's in that first quarter of the year. So just embrace that. Be ready for that. And this is the toughest thing is, you know, trying to start something while or open your heart up while you're still not, the door hadn't completely closed, you know, on the other one. But anyway, well,
thank you, Wendy.
You're so welcome. And you have a beautiful new year. I know it will be. Just be optimistic.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. We're going to go to our contest. Again, we do have, and I'm going to just say this one more time before we pull the last name, which will be the free reading. That's a $95 value. You can have it in my office. You can have it on the and we'll get you scheduled in. I will be getting a hold of you after the show, but it's a big winner coming up. But remember, anybody who was not drawn during this hour for a special prize, that you you also have an opportunity to get $20 off your personal reading with me. And so you have to email me at wendy.powers@aol.com before next Saturday, which would be the second Saturday of January 2016, and put in the subject line discount and give me your name, your number, and your time zone. Because remember, and you know from listening to the show, people are calling from all over the world, and I need to know when to call you so I don't call you at 4 in the morning. All right, we're going to go to our contest. Hear that? All right, I'm going to give it good shake. Yay. Good shake. All right. And we're going to pull this up. The lucky winner is we got Denise McGee, I believe, and her number is 219-7385, and that's Denise. Denise, I will be calling you after the show, and you get a free reading. Yay. Now I want to tell everyone, so you're not disappointed. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this. It's going to happen throughout the year. I'm going to have a contest, but it's only going to be for a free reading, and I won't have all these other readings all the discounts that we had just for one free reading. And I'll do one, and it will be anyone who registers as a follower to me and you know, onbodymindspiritradio.com. Anybody who emails me, wendy.powers@aol.com, I will do my best to get you into the contest. So let me know that you want to. And every month, because I'm on the first Saturday of every month, I will be giving away one free reading. And again, it not limited to being on the air. It will be in my office or online. And February, our next show, February 5th, the first Saturday of the month, I am going to be talking about soulmates and love and be able to help you find your perfect divine mate. So you want to stay tuned. And I will be giving away one more free reading. I'm going to keep all the tickets of all the people that have not gotten drawn today. You'll be automatically entered into the contest next month. And so don't be despaired. This is going to be a fabulous year of joy and rebirth and coming into the light out of the darkness. You have a beautiful, blessed new year.